This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with a BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the subject of why is religion dying, or is it, which is an ongoing thread by now. I just want to tell everybody involved so far, Skeptic Overlord, Mizar, True American, Benevolent Heretic, Jeremiah 25, that I too am really enjoying this conversation. It's not that often I can just have a free and open discussion with people about my views. You know, I live down in the South, and basically they'll shoot you for what I have to say. So I couldn't wait to get off work and come home today, just so I could catch up on what is being said and get back into the conversation as best I can. Skeptic Overlord, when you were talking about God, that either God was dead or after what had just happened, you were so pissed at him you didn't care anymore. The first thing that came to my mind is that flowers love the sunshine, but it's the rain that makes them grow. And I know you're going to say, well, yeah, the rain might make them grow, but so does the sunshine. To be honest, a balance of sunshine and rain makes them grow strong and healthy. You got to get your rain in there. And yeah, sometimes it's monsoon season, but to be healthy and strong, bad things happen to have to happen to good people, and it makes those good people stronger. Mizar, you started out and you said, if you offended me, dude, you didn't offend me at all. I'm sorry if I offended you. You're expressing your views. Everyone's path is their own, and I respect that, and I am overjoyed at the thought that you are letting me ramble on about my own, about my path. It's not that often I get that opportunity. You talk about love. I agree. Unconditional love is the greatest gift you can give to this world and to yourself. Have I achieved the ability to give unconditional love? No, not yet, but I'm working on it. It's a goal of mine. You know, it's something I believe that love conquers all. It really is the epitome of where I think we can go. You know, I've had a long process learning that, but having learned it, you know, I'm hoping to go higher. Maybe you can teach me the next step. True American, you talked about fire and brimstone. No. So you talked about how religion is still spreading, and you're right. I believe religion is still growing. It's because of the scary times we live in. I mean, it used to be terrible things could happen all around the world and nobody knew about it. Now, if something terrible happens, boom, it's on the news instantly. I mean, CNN's got it right there just as soon as it happens. They've got cameras running out to catch it live. And it's scary times, mainly because we are such a small world now. And many people in scary times turn to religion. And I believe religion is growing because of that. But I also believe that the spiritual nature of the human spirit is also growing. People are turning to religion, but they're questioning it more. They are looking for something bigger, something better. And I very much enjoyed what you have to say. I hope you're going to stay in the conversation and keep it growing. Benevolent Herrick, I believe it was you talking about fire and brimstone. Oh, man, do I know that. My parents, they were both Pentecostal ordained ministers. Wow, fire and brimstone was the big thing. You know, they could be talking about fire and brimstone and have the entire congregation fanning themselves in the dead of winter. Fear seems to be a big thing in religion. And I don't know, I couldn't buy it. I look around and I can't imagine fearing God. I just look and the world is such a wonderful, wonderful place full of beautiful people like the ones listening to this podcast who actually care enough to take time out of their day to listen. And that is so cool to me. And I just want to thank all of you for that. Jeremiah 25. You had me wondering if maybe religion is committing suicide. Not if it's dying, but if it's killing itself. You're right, with its dogma, with its demands, with the demand that people remain ignorant in the face of our growing technology, the things we are learning, which is disproving what they are saying, that with their demands, they may very well be committing suicide. Anyway, I don't want to ramble on all night. I want to see if anybody else replies after a while so I can make another podcast where the night's over and keep this conversation going. I just want to thank you guys, man. I love this conversation. If I offend you, I am sorry. I do not mean to. I respect the path you walk, whether it's atheist, whether it's diehard Christian, whether it's Wiccan, Buddhist, whatever you want to be. That's your path. I respect it. And this is Mr. Whoopi saying love and light to each of you guys. Keep up the conversation.